For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.
7 years ago, a young man from Ohio took the oath of office to be a Bardstown police officer. That was on May 30th, 2006. 7 years to the day, May 30th, 2013, we are saying farewell.
Thursday was one of the darkest days in the career of Rick McCubbin. The Bardstown, Kentucky police chief said a final goodbye to an officer and friend whose life was cut far too short. It was last weekend when Jason Ellis was driving home from work when investigators said he was ambushed on the Bluegrass Parkway in Nelson County. As he removed debris from an exit ramp, the 33-year-old officer was shot multiple times by an attacker who the police chief has called a coward. Chief McCubbin spoke to a packed sanctuary at Parkway Baptist Church, telling mourners that Ellis was a chief's cop.
He was a jokester, a fun-loving person, but like most cops, when he needed command presence, it was there. He was proud of what he did, the drugs he took off the street, the criminals that he arrested. The Jason we knew was always the first one in and usually the last one out. Every afternoon on the way in, he would stop by my office and chat. A lot of his coworkers called it sucking up. I just called it being Jason. He just wanted to talk. What did I miss, Chief? Anything go on last night? Anything happen today? Always wanted to be involved. He took it personal if something happened on the beat that he rode. And what I remember most is at the end, every time he'd walk out, he'd smile, give me that, it's good, it's good. You're my chief. You're my chief. So he always told me.
Another eulogy Thursday came from Brent Snook, Ellis's childhood pastor, who shared what it was like watching him grow up. As a man, Snook said, he lived a hero's life and died a hero's death.
Almost 12 years ago, 9/11 hit our nation. And there's not one person that was alive at that time that will ever forget it. And something changed on that day in America. It was how we look at heroes. It's not the athlete, not the movie star at all, but it's those who protect our cities, our counties. It is those who stand around, sit behind me, and sit before us today that are the heroes of America. It is those who go out and put on the uniform every single day or night when they don't know what it may hold in the next 8, 10, 12 hours.
And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
Brother-in-law Brandon Young said of all the roles Jason Ellis played, family man was the most important one.
I'm married to his younger sister, Lacey. I first met Jason about 8 or 9 years ago, shortly after Lacey and I started dating. I was serving in the military at the time and had recently returned home from an overseas deployment. In that initial conversation I had with Jason, I recall him telling me that because I had served my country in Iraq, he supposed he could give me his blessing to date his younger sister. However, with that blessing came a stern warning not to hurt her. Eventually, he would end up walking Lacey down the aisle at our wedding to give her hand to me in marriage. If I've ever seen a man who was head over heels in love with his wife, it was Jason. His two children, Hunter and Parker, were unquestionably his pride and joy.
Young said the family man had now become a fallen hero worth honoring.
In the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, verse 13, Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Early this past Saturday morning, a beloved husband, father, son, brother, and friend exhibited this great love.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine.
A sea of men and women in uniforms paid their respects, some from as far away as Illinois and Florida. Among the estimated crowd of 1,000 was Versailles Police Lieutenant Daniel Clark.
I don't know where Greencastle is, never heard of Greencastle, and went up to the officer and introduced myself and asked where Greencastle was. This canine officer drove 600 miles, it's out of Pennsylvania, to be here today. So that shows, you know, how far out the law enforcement community goes and how tight-knit the law enforcement community is.
Several officers paid respects alongside their four-legged partners. Jason Ellis was the Bardstown Police Department's only canine officer, working with his dog, Figo, to make drug arrests. Lisa Nowalski stood outside her business watching the procession from the church to the cemetery. Community members stood by the roadway lined with American flags.
This is a small community. Pretty much everybody knows everybody else. And, you know, if this happened to my husband, if it happened to anybody's husband, I would want to be there for them, and they will be there for me. So with that regard, it's something that you do as a small community. It's how you support each other and show your love.
Rick Zelke said those standing with him represented a community shaken yet resilient.
There's a number of emotions that are going through everybody's mind. You know, we feel sympathy, we feel anger, we feel compassion, and we just, you know, we want answers. That's the first thing. But you know, our community's strong, and we'll definitely get through this.
The town of 12,000 knows little crime, but the tragedy that occurred there 6 days ago has police and citizens vowing justice.
And Jason, I know you're here. I know you're with us. And yes, just like you ended all your conversations with me, you're my chief. You're my chief. And I am your chief, Jason. But you are now our hero. And you must know that your chief will not stand down. Nor will this group of law enforcement officers right here.
In the words of the chief, Jason, my friend, rest easy. We've got it from here. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.